Tampa International Airport offers nonstop service to only 3 international destinations. The overall lack of international flights garnered attention earlier last month when board member Steve Burton proposed forming a new marketing committee to increase international traffic. Joel Antolini works for Seabury Aviation and Aerospace Consultants, whom the airport commissioned to study the problem. Antolini presented a report on the cities where Tampa is leaking international flyers to other airports, like Miami and Orlando.
Okay, so we have to be cognizant of what Orlando is, and we just have to accept it for what it is. It's just big. It's got a lot of air service. It's compelling for travelers in this region because it has a lot of air service. It's got lots of competition, so fares are low, and we just have to kind of have to acknowledge it. But people are also, you know, heading out of Miami using Miami service, whether or not they're driving down or taking a bus or flying southwest into Fort Lauderdale. And then there's people do things that you wouldn't expect to either get the right fares or get the nonstop. So it's just interesting.
Toronto had the highest amount of flyers at 241 of the international flights in Tampa. But Antolini says for carriers looking to establish nonstop service in Tampa, it often isn't fiscally fruitful enough.
So again, going back to Mr. Burton's point, when you start with a base of 55 passengers a day and you add leakage on top of which is another 12, and then you add stimulation, if you can find the right carrier, maybe it's peak season only, it's you know, spring season when Germans are just freezing, and we know Germans love
you freeze here.
to get sun on their faces, and you can find somebody, it wouldn't be Lufthansa, but you can find somebody to do that 2 or 3 times a week, like Condor or something like that. There's an opportunity to go out and shake the trees and see what you can come up with. But I will come back to tell you, these numbers alone, in my opinion, are not going to do it. We're going to need the community behind this effort to say, yep, we're going to give you some support.
Antolini says getting the community behind the effort means offering incentives to local businesses with international travel needs, then getting those businesses to commit to a certain amount of regular travel. That would provide incentive for carriers to offer nonstop flights from Tampa. Board member Steve Burton says more information is needed on the local business perspective before incentives are offered.
Perhaps it's really premature right now to identify how we would go about doing it. And the incentives and cutting a check is just extremely unappealing to me, I can tell you.
Yes.
But I know that there are a number of ways, other ways the community could get involved and how. But we really don't know. And this gets exactly to what the mayor brought up, and that is define the problem.
Tampa Mayor and board member Pam Iorio says that hard economic times must be taken into consideration when asking the private sector for investment in local economic development.
And we have to be very careful about asking the business community about what they're willing to invest right now when so many businesses are struggling. I think we have to look historically at how much the private sector invests generally in economic development in this community. When you look at the Committee of 100 / the Tampa Hillsborough Economic Development Corporation, it is currently mostly funded by government. It is not really funded by the business sector, and that is the economic development arm of the community.
Burton suggested polling Tampa's community in order to find out what their travel needs are and where the airport could improve.
What do you need? What do you see lacking in international flights and how many you take? I don't know how to structure this thing, but finding out what they need. And perhaps maybe it's not a bad idea to ask them what other problems might you have with our airport. We want to know. But then the third, and I think the most critical analysis then in this survey would be, what are you willing to do?
The first meeting of the Aviation Authority's new marketing committee is on January 12th. The meeting is not open to the public. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Arielle Stevenson.